Every week in our house, we do the crossword. Sometimes it causes arguments. Every time it causes arguments. But that's half the fun. Welcome to Crosswords.
Hi, I'm Bob, and the last flight I took was to, well, actually coming back from Wellington. There's glamorous.
There is glamorous. It's a familiar flight to all of us.
We've got Warren with us again. Hello, Warren.
Welcome to
still
Warren.
Still here, still shackled.
last flight you took was
to Dunedin. Well, we're actually back from Dunedin, but while we were there, we went to Steampunk Museum in Oamaru.
Oamaru. Your flash.
The Steampunk.
It was.
Is that
cool.
Still a thing?
Well, they've got a whole museum about it, so. Don't tell them if it isn't.
The last flight I took was a flight of whimsy. I think the last flight I took was from Auckland to Wellington. Quite dull. But the flight before that was from Seoul in Korea to New Zealand.
Which was even better. And by the way, that was Nick.
Oh, yes. Hi, I'm Uncle Nick, who overstays his welcome and fails to introduce himself, obviously.
Exactly.
Who flies to Korea.
And I'm Claire, who's going to be reading out the crossword clues. My last flight was probably home from Melbourne, where I had a girls' weekend with my lovely, lovely girls. Hi, girls. Right, we are going...
Those girls.
Those are the girls I went to school with.
Did you drink
forever.
Lots of wine and plait each other's hair?
We drank so much wine on the first night that two of the girls were violently, violently ill to the point that we had to go to an emergency doctor the next morning.
Now,
it's just like boys.
Rock and roll, man.
See? Girls were going, was all plaiting hair and talking.
What goes on girls' trip stays on girls' trip.
Yeah. I didn't name any names.
Oh, can we guess who they were then?
Short game.
I would never try and plait Claire's hair.
No, I don't think anybody would try that.
No, actually, someone did try that.
Did they?
When I was in hospital.
Foolish.
Were you unconscious and someone came in and tried to plait your hair?
I had these silly electrodes attached to my scalp, so I had these weird tufts of hair flying everywhere between the electrodes. So the lovely lady said, let's try and plait these so they don't just go turn into crazy.
Really? So you went into hospital and came out with plaited
and then regretted it.
That's how we fixed you.
Fix that brain, all done.
I did go to hospital with appendicitis, and when I came round, the doctor said, you also had
a really small.
Well, once we moved that out of the way.
Right. That's what they said.
No, but
to
I
me.
Had a.
What?
Oh, no, when your muscle gets. You get.
Prolapse.
No.
Prolapse. Oh, no, you did have a hernia.
Hernia, that's the word.
Yeah.
And the doctor said,
well, thank goodness we're playing crosswords and you don't even know a word that pertains to your own medical problem.
Thank goodness we've got Warren here.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. I thought you were a lucky day.
I thought you were about to say something really sweary.
I got told off last time.
Hernia.
Yeah,
you
so
had a hernia.
The doctor said,
yeah, the herniated. Prolapsed.
Not prolapsed. What? I had a hernia at the same time. So he fixed. He cut out my
tooth. A two for one deal.
Did you say to him, I didn't ask you to do that? How dare you? Assume that I needed that.
I just gave him a high five and then passed out.
Did you notice a difference?
What I want to know is,
did you notice a difference? Had you been, I'm a lot more flexible now. I can bend down and pick stuff up.
Yeah, because that's how you feel after you've just had an appendectomy.
But if you've had a hernia,
I wanted to know if it had all. Yeah.
You can hardly walk up the corridor.
No, I was basically came out of. The unconsciousness, and then Tessa was there hassling me, going, I broke the key in the car door. Have you got a spare key? And I was like, have a look in my cupboard. So she was rummaging around. I was going, which one? It's like, oh, don't ask me. I'm unconscious.
My father was complaining of chest problems. He is having a chest. My mother made him chop wood, and after he chopped the wood, he had a heart attack. So, you know,
well, she's all least, hard, your mother.
At least she was warm in the winter.
at least she was warm. That's the thing we've forgotten here.
Mm. Yeah. It warmed her heart.
Yeah. Anyway, so after you play each other's hair and, I don't know, had a tickle fight and your titties.
Yes, yeah. pillow fight.
Giggling and then,
Yeah.
If I've learned anything from movies about Girls' Weekend.
And then there was some stalker outside, breathing heavy and phone rang.
Doesn't it always happen?
And then you went out chasing men. Anyway, let's get on with the crossword.
Okay, we are doing the crossword from the New Zealand Listener, puzzle number 1476. Not that anybody cares. I don't know why I say that. Of course, Alan Shuker.
All hail, Alan.
Thank you very much. Right, and we're going to dive in, traditionally enough, with one across. This is two words, four and four. Singer, songwriter, actor.
Justin Timberlake.
Triple threat.
Triple threat. Stefani Joanne Angelina Germanotta is best known by what name?
Gwen. Stefani.
No, the other
four
one.
Four.
Full four.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga.
Yes, that's exactly.
Lady Gaga.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. It gives us 2 G's to start on those.
Yeah, exactly.
It opens up a whole heap of joy.
As she always does, yeah. Did you note the actor part of that triple threat has only recently been added?
Very recently, yes.
Apparently she's very good. I haven't seen the movie, but apparently everyone's very good in it. My grandfather, we used to call him Gaga.
Quite a common name for
Alzheimer's.
Right? No, he didn't.
That's mean. Sorry.
That's just mean.
That is...
Okay.
That sounds really off-kilter, isn't it?
Lady Gaga has, of course, as is her wont, given us plenty of starting letters for some down words.
Hooray, Lady Gaga.
Let's start with one down. It is a five-letter word starting with L. What animal... is lion. The Madagascan silky
lemur. Lemur.
Lemur. Lemur.
I know. Thank you very much. Yes, I think we'll all agree with that. Penguins of Madagascar. Okay, let's go straight to two down then. Seven letters long, starting with D. In Roman mythology, what creature carries the souls of the dead to the islands of the blessed?
Ooh. Is it
in Greek?
Roman mythology.
In Roman mythology, what animal?
Starts with a D.
D.
An animal.
Yeah.
Begins with
Well, no,
D.
creature, actually. No, you're right. Creature. So it doesn't have to be something real.
Is it a dog?
No, because it's seven letters long.
No, it's not.
Dogs.
Some sort of demon or Dionysus or
Diogenes or.
Yeah, one of those kind of things.
Oh, is it?
Okay, let's wait till we have a few more on that one, shall we? Creature. Okay, three down. It's only four letters, and it starts with G. What word for watered-down rum came into use around 1770?
Grog.
Grog.
Yeah. Grog.
Oh, that's a Kiwi clue, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the rum's grog. Better than... Yeah. Our grog, when the settlers first came, was made from milk solids.
God.
Like Baileys.
It's a naval term, isn't it?
I can't wait. But it was a thing I remember in the 70s. So my parents saying, oh, go down to the grog shop and get some grog. Hey, it was and it's a word that's fallen out of use.
And a nice Kiwi A there, Nick. Thank you.
Leave me alone.
No.
Where are we?
Yes. Let me just enjoy a sip of my grog.
Yes. As our small daughter would be quick to point out to you, A is not a word, it's a letter.
You know your daughter is a pretentious little twerp.
That aside, she's often right.
Yeah, that's true. She used to say that to her kindergarten teachers.
How infuriating.
Some of her kindy teachers were saying A at the end of their sentences.
My dad didn't like me saying it when we were kids. He didn't like it.
Your dad's from Derby.
Yeah.
And he's also quite right. Okay, we're going for a two-word answer. Six, then five. Who succeeded Tony Blair as leader of UK's Labour Party?
Gordon Brown.
First name starts with G, but obviously you didn't need me to say that.
It was an understanding they had.
Really?
Yeah.
They had a deal.
Part of the deal. It was written in.
Really?
He left. Gordon Brown got to take over the mantle.
Did he?
And then stuffed it up. Well, that was 2 years.
That was a master stroke, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, he was so enigmatic.
Wouldn't he though? Okay, right. We're going to go for seven across because we have a letter in the middle of it. It's five letters long. Has an R smack in the middle. John Thor played which police DI?
Oh,
DCI. Yes, of course. That is Morse.
I didn't realise until quite recently that the music for Morse is Morse code, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
What is it? Is it actually...
Do you know who composed it?
Who?
Barrington Feelung.
Now there's a name.
Barrington
Feelung. Isn't that marvellous?
Yes. Why do you know that?
I only know it because I watched Lewis the other night.
And you went, look at that guy's name!
This is the sequel to Morse.
Yeah.
Just in case anyone didn't know that. That made sense.
Morse code for Morse.
Morse, okay.
Pretty good starting point.
Fantastic,
isn't it?
Eh? That is a fantastic music. Yeah. Okay, so Morse gives us a starting letter of M for Seven Down, which is seven letters long. Beale Street, home of the blues, is in which city?
New Orleans.
Memphis. Starting with M, seven letters long.
Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah,
Memphis.
I don't know.
Sound Studios.
Sound Studios is there. Elvis Sound Studios.
Well, where he recorded.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go for... Of course, we all know this one. This is only a three-letter word, and it begins with W. So how hard can it be? What Maori word for water begins many New Zealand place names?
Why?
Why?
Like John Lennon.
That is a Kiwi why, as opposed to the question why.
Why?
So for our international listeners, you just learned a Maori word.
Because there's so many of them.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Well done, you.
Why, W-A-I, means water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why? I don't know.
That joke's not getting tired.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Look, I've told you before, I am a father. I'm allowed to make dad jokes.
If you want to keep that in mind, Warren, you just dive on in with a dad joke anytime you
Come
like.
Come on in.
I know, I'm in the presence of a goddamn master.
Okay, six down. It is three words, and we have a few scattered letters in it.
Scattered.
The three words are three, then two, then two. So any little wee words. What is the final studio album by the Beatles?
Let it be. La-dee-da.
Let it go.
See, if it was actually
Let it go.
I think it would have improved.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Let's go 11 across because we have three letters in this one. This is six letters long. During wartime, what small ticket was needed to purchase a restricted item?
Ration.
You'd think book. Ration or voucher or something like that, but it ends in N, but it has a P in it, so it's blank O,
coupon.
Blank coupon. They had coupons for everything, didn't they?
You cutting them out of the paper.
Get coupons.
Back in the day when we would cut coupons out of the paper.
I miss coupons.
Do you?
And that little scissor symbol.
That little scissor
symbol that says
cut on these dotted lines. Like
because people couldn't figure that out. You know,
I need scissors to cut this out. I'm just going to tear it out with my teeth.
Yeah, no teeth. Yeah. Otherwise, they would have put a pair of choppers there.
Well, you'd just rip it, wouldn't you?
There might be another coupon next to it, you see.
Rip it out. Like your appendix. Rip it out.
Rip it out. Okay.
Get a hernia down
the Shake it off.
At the same time. Two for one.
Shake it off.
Yeah.
Let it be.
Let it go.
Okay. Now we've covered all that. We'll move on to the next one. This is eight across. This is a nice long word, nine letters. Which city has the largest urban tramway network outside Europe? It starts with M.
Melbourne.
Ooh. Get there.
You should have known that, Claire. That's where you flew from.
Did you know I've recently been there?
Mm. Yeah.
Yes, because you told us.
And all your girlfriends all got sick.
No.
Right in the middle of a pillow fight, as I seem to remember.
Too much girly fun to notice the tram system.
Hair flatting.
Exactly. One of those trams
and hair flatting and pillow fights going on.
One of the trams that goes around has a restaurant on it, doesn't it? It goes around and it's good.
You can go to the tram restaurant.
You can sit down and have a meal on the tram as it goes around.
Seriously?
Yeah.
When you're doing your pillow fights, what are you wearing?
Lace teddies?
Obviously, lace teddies, yeah. Okay, let's go for a nice little four-letter word.
I'm just going to live with that for a moment.
Starting with R, which German river, it's a name meaning dysentery.
Rhine.
Provides good drinking water. That's only four letters.
Oh.
Ruhr?
Yeah.
And it means dysentery.
It means dysentery.
U-H-R. Yeah. I know what the German for diarrhea is, which is durchfall, which literally means fall through.
Oh, okay. Ah. So, dysentery wouldn't necessarily.
Such a beautiful language.
Yeah. Dysentery is even worse, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so ruh, you have no knowledge of the meaning.
Oh,
of.
Oh, he's got the ruh.
Ah, the ruh.
We're guessing then, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, but the ruh is an area and a river.
R-U-H-R, you say?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, we'll check that, I think. We have to check it with a year. Yeah. Two down, we don't know yet. But let's come on to 13.
Well, that's given us that a nice juicy H in the middle there, isn't it? Yeah.
Potentially, yes.
Look at you with your vision.
I know. Yeah. Boy, he's on the far corner there.
I put these glasses on, you know what happens? I can see shit. Amazing.
Okay, 13
you see
across.
Shit?
Well, I can see Ruhr then.
This is 6 letters long. In the play, Macbeth stabs which king?
Duncan.
That's a good name for a king, isn't it?
In Scotland, yeah.
King Duncan.
Mm. There we are. All right. So our two down that Warren seems talking to get...
King of Donuts.
...is the creature that carries
with
the souls
joke.
Of the dead.
What's
the
sorry?
The creature, the Roman mythology, the creature that carries the souls of the dead to the islands of the blessed, starts with D, ends in N... And has an L, so it's a D blank L, so it's...
Delchin.
Yeah, exactly, something like that. Yeah. Or we're not necessarily sure about that H and R, so...
It's Roman, not...
Dolorin, yeah, Roman, Del...
Dolphin.
It could be dolphin, isn't
dolphin.
It?
Dolphin. Dolphin.
Yeah, because he's carrying them to an island,
well,
right?
It doesn't really fit any other word, does it?
Yeah.
There you go, there's your soul. What Flipper? A microfilm at the bottom of the ocean.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Having that.
Nice work, team.
Hooray for me.
Okay, 14 across.
And dolphins.
This is a six letter word. What is a day off work under the pretense of illness?
Sickie. Live my life by that
sickie.
My friends wrote a song about that.
Really?
Friends
in a band called Roy, they wrote a song called Throwing a Sickie.
Throwing a Sickie.
Oh.
And then played it at work. Good for them.
That's magical.
Absolutely.
So then they were having
the
a
day is mine when I'm
that.
Throwing a sickie.
I remember once I left a job. I had been out with Charlie the night before and we got horrendously drunk, and I had some good news that I had a new job and I could leave the horrible job that I was working at. And so I was living at home and I said to Mum, can you phone them and tell them I'm sick? And my mother went, I'm not doing that. What are you, two? You know, so I phoned up work, and what I didn't realise was at the time they were having a big work meeting and the boss was sitting there and his phone rang and it was me. And he went, where are you? Why aren't you coming into work? And I went, I'm not coming in because I'm feeling sick. Well, I need 3-day notice from you, say, you know, from your doctor. You need a doctor note. He was a real little Nazi. And so I just said to him, oh, I tell you what, I'm not going to give you a doctor's note, but I'm going to give you a letter of resignation. I quit, you horrible little twerp. And I said, I can't wait to punch you in the face.
Hung up.
He put it on speaker so he could show out what a tough man he was. And then he panicked. And he put it, and all the people I worked with, they were like, it was the best phone call ever. And then I came back to work, you know, because it was like on the sort of Friday. I came back to work on the Monday, and he took the whole week off work. Because he was too scared that I was going to punch him in the face.
So this was a story about how you destroyed a man.
No, I didn't destroy him. I wish I had.
For a week.
Well, for a week. Cowardly. Little twerp.
Made him tremble for a week. Oh, no, that didn't sound right at all, did it?
Yeah, I made him tremble. Oh,
in the knees.
I made him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Made him cry out my name at night.
Right, let's move quickly on from that one. We're going to move to 15 down, which is 7 letters long, and it starts in K. So, and the clue is KAT is the IATA code for which New Zealand airport?
Kaitaia.
Got to be Kaitaia, doesn't it?
Wow. You're right in on that.
Bob. I've flown to Kaitaia.
Have you?
Yes.
You were going to KAT, right?
No.
Oh, well, you were.
It was a shed. Basically, friendly.
Oh, the airport.
Friendly shed, but a shed.
But a shed nonetheless. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. No, that's not
actually
surprising.
We had an incident on the way up. because I caught a really early flight, and it was one of those propeller planes on the way up, and it was early morning, and there was ice on the nozzle, and a bit of ice came off the front of the plane, hit the propeller, and everybody just went, but we kept flying, so it was fine.
It's fine, fine.
But it was really disturbing sound.
That's terrifying. Yes,
it was. For 2 seconds, it was terrifying.
And on that bombshell, we're going to move on to a short four-letter word, which everybody's going to jump on because you know the answer. What was Thailand formerly called?
Siam.
Croatia.
Siam. I'm going to stick with Warren on this one, I have to say.
Siam, etc., etc., etc.
Okay, and that gives us the Siam M from Siam. Gives us the starting letter for a five-letter word. What minute two-winged fly swarms and breeds near water?
Midge.
Midge.
Midgey.
Right. Midge-yeah.
Midge-yeah. Okay, very good. Right, let's go for this nice long one here. 22 across.
Ooh, like a long one.
Ooh, actually, it's two words, even longer, because it's 20 Matron. And 22. Oh. So 3 and 9. Which footballer joined Manchester United, in 2002 for around £30 million,
setting
transfer fee record? 3, then 9.
Murtasekhar.
2002.
What have we got?
Well, the surname ends in D, but a three-letter first name. Come on, how many can there be? Manchester United, 2002.
2002 is a long time ago.
Well, yeah.
So it's not Wayne Rooney. It's not Ruud van Nistelrooy.
No, 2002 be earlier than Wayne Rooney.
What else
Rooney,
have we got?
It ends A blank D. That's it. That's all we've got.
Oh, Frank Lampard, no.
Lampard, Man United.
No, you want...
Is there a Lee somewhere? No. Or a...
Lee, no.
We're just thinking of three-letter first name. All right, let's
get some more letters.
Did we try this one?
Okay,
13 down, because we have the starting letter for it, which is D. So we have a seven-letter word starting with D. What is the framework supporting a drilling apparatus over an oil well?
Derek.
Yes, you're right. Derek.
No, he joined Man United, Derek.
He was called Dez.
Yeah, an oil Derek.
Which means our football player started with R. His first name is R, three letters.
So he's going to be Ray. Or Ron.
Rolando!
Ray.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, it was the Irishman that was the captain.
No, not Roy Keane.
Roy Keane. No?
Carry on, let's move on from football.
All right, okay.
Hurriedly.
Let's see if we can get this one. 23 across, 25 letters. Starts with C. What is chopped hay and straw used as fodder?
Sorry, what was it?
Chopped hay and straw used as fodder.
Chaff? Starts with a C.
Chaff. That's in the wheat from the chaff, that kind of thing.
Nice.
Yeah, because straw is in chaff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about that footballer.
I'm not entirely convinced with chaff, but I'm going to go with you for now.
What else?
Okay. Which state was the US's first? Oh, interesting.
New York State.
It is 8 letters long, so just one word. The US's first. Is so where did they land?
Delaware?
It could well be.
Because that was one of the originals.
Yeah,
all right. We'll give it Delaware. And that was also where George Washington was from, wasn't it? So that would make sense.
Yes.
Everybody's just agreeing.
Everything's making sense.
Because he crossed the Delaware, didn't he?
The river,
yes. Okay, all right. We'll go with that. 12 down. We looked at that already. No, we haven't. Right, 12 down. This is a seven-letter word. The parents of comedian Bob Hope were married in 1891. Jesus Christ. In which city? As if we have a chance in hell of knowing that.
England somewhere, I imagine.
Bob Hope's parents in 1891.
What have we got?
We've got the second letter is A. And I'm not going to tell you that because it might just put things off.
Las Vegas.
Cardiff. Ooh.
See?
He pleases Cardiff because it reinforces The chef from Warren.
And that gives you an F.
We like the chef from Warren, don't we?
Well, I love Warren's chef.
The little chef from Warren.
And that also makes that Rio Ferdinand.
It's an F, of course. Rio Ferdinand.
Oh,
of course.
Beautiful thing.
Hey,
well done.
Come on, say it.
Get in.
Get in.
There we are.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, we're going to jump in and do 17 down because it's only 5 letters long and we have a few of them. What small stationary animals form huge structures?
Ants.
Like ants or termites or something like that, but it's 5 letters long. It's blank O, blank A, blank.
Robins.
No, I'm guessing not.
Gonads.
What is it called? Stationary animals that form a huge structure.
Coral.
Yes.
See, we were looking above the water.
We should have been
looking below. Under.
Stationary animals.
Below.
That was a weird one. Yes,
well,
exactly.
Was it a stapler?
Yeah. Okay, that gives us a starting letter for 17 across.
Paper clingers. I think of wickles.
Paper clingers.
Okay, 17 across starts with C. What is a short, thick stick? Stop it. Used as a weapon. Oh, just don't. Okay.
A poker.
Starts with C.
It's a clot. It's a cloche.
No, because it's C black D.
Cudgel.
I was thinking codral too.
Codral.
Take some medication.
I'll put a plug in for codral.
You're codraled up.
Exactly.
Warren's not very well.
I'm loving it.
Warren's not very well. Physically or mentally.
Once he takes the codral. Okay, very good. Okay, let's go to 21.
We are nearly there.
We're nearly there.
So well, so let's just not.
Okay, let's not jinx it.
Jinx anything. That's the word I was after. Right. 21 down. Only 4 letters. Yeah. Exactly.
4 down starts with J.
Ends in X.
Okay, which Vauxhall Motors car was produced in 3 versions from 1963
Viva.
To 1979?
Viva. Viva in Las Vegas.
I owned a Vauxhall Viva.
Yeah.
It was purple. I drove around the South Island in New Zealand with it, and I almost killed Sean Talbot with it, who's a friend of mine.
How many lives you could have saved had that.
If I could have, how many lives? Yeah. I just like, yeah, that's probably something that's for anybody that doesn't listen. My friend
takes
Sean,
you grave.
My friend Sean has endangered so many lives.
I have to say, I think very early in the series, we may have told people this already.
How dangerous he is.
Mm. I tried driving a Vauxhall. Well, I looked at buying one once, and yeah. I lived in Stokes's Valley, and I was driving it down Stokes Valley, which has a bit of a fall, and I managed to get it up full speed at 45. Cool. I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to buy this.
Kilometres.
Or yeah, miles.
Kilometres. It was really, really slow. I think it was at the end of its natural
I think
life.
Something was wrong with that car if its top speed was
nothing
45.
Nothing against Vauxhall, per se.
My Vauxhall Viva went a lot quicker than that. Yeah.
Okay, let's get back to the crosswords.
We were very happy with it.
Right.
When I was 3 years old.
Okay, so Vauxhall happy? We haven't upset them at all?
And do they still make Vauxhall? I wonder if Vauxhall's still around.
Yeah.
Vauxhall, definitely.
Not
here, but...
In Britain. They're not making cars for much longer over there, are they?
In the civilised world.
Yeah.
That used to be Britain.
I think Britain isn't the civilised world anymore. No. I think there's a bunch of barbarians running around painting themselves blue and smacking each other over the head.
Soon to be a shithole little island again. But there we go. Right.
They gave it away. Ooh. Okay, 16 down. It is 6 letters long. What is an official order that has the force of law?
What,
I'm hoping where? Someone's going to jump to it, but no, they didn't. What? So, we are blank E, blank R, blank E.
Edit?
An official order that has the force of law. So it could be like not a remit, but something...
What does Trump do? What would Trump do?
Lie?
Lie.
Lie.
Lie through his teeth.
Tweet.
Is it tweet?
Official order... It's like something a judge could give
like
to you. She orders you to do something,
right?
And you only have to do it.
Decree.
And would you believe that was the last one? Not a single Google shame amongst
no
us.
No Google shame.
Oh, you really should join us more often, Warren.
Yeah.
Well done, Warren. I give you that.
I give you about one. But it's a crucial one.
I think
your
presence
makes us cleverer.
Yeah. It's like standing. It's like I like to make myself look thin by standing next to a fatter person. We make ourselves look smarter by having you on the team.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there.
You're going to hit me soon, aren't you?
No.
Don't hit me. No, that's right. Warren's still tied up.
But if I wasn't, you'd be for it.
Why he order?
Right, time to release Warren again.
Right.
Thank you very much, listeners.
Remove the genital cuff.
Time to go.
And good night.
Cheers.
And we'd like to say a big thank you to Gareth Curtis, the exceedingly handsome chap at Rumpus Recording, for the music and post-production.